So when did you start the Pesanki? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, even as a Pesanki.
Pesanki.
The emphasis is on the ki, Pesanki. Well, as a child, I don't know when I really started. Of course, there was a long hiatus in between where the children were growing up and whenever possible.
Did your mother show you?
Was that, yes, that indeed. How it went? Yes. Of course, it's kind of a seasonal thing. We did it on Easter, before Easter, 2 or 3 weeks before Easter. Because it takes 4 or 5 eggs before you kind of get into the... and it's hard for me to explain what it is that you need to do so many before you get into the idea again. Not two of them are ever alike. Mm-hmm. And they kind of grow as the pattern grows.
So what basically is the process? Can we go over that?
Yes. Well, actually, you start with... You try to select a good fresh egg and has to be firm. Funny way of finding out if it's firm is... I remember this, my father used to say, you can tell if it's got a crack in it.
Tap it on your forehead.
Hitting it on your forehead, yeah. It sounds solid when it's not cracked. If it's cracked, it has a different sound.
Mm-hmm.
Then you design, you choose a design, you divide your egg into 4, 6, or 8 sections.
Mm-hmm.
And an egg is uneven at both ends. That's what makes it difficult. You pencil in a design, a basic design. Then you follow it with beeswax, which is melted and... let's see what else. Can't be candle wax.
Now, what is the color? Is it water? Just watercolor, or
the mixed? Colors are dyes, and they're the name of the dyes. They're special for eggs. They're non-edible because they go right through the shell.
Mm-hmm. Now you don't drain the egg. The egg is still
not until afterwards. The reason being, if you should puncture it now and empty it. Put it in your bottle of dye, it'll float or fill up.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want the dye inside of the egg.
Uh-huh.
So you need to do the whole job first. The last thing is to get the wax off and empty the egg.
Mm-hmm. So you put one color on, and that basically will color the whole egg unless you already have some wax on it.
Yeah. See, this one's been in the yellow. This is Mary's. You can see she's going to have a long way to learn. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not her fault. It's just hard. And it's been in yellow, and she's covered where she wants it to stay yellow. She's covered it with wax and dropped it into orange.
Mm-hmm.
This is orange. Wherever she wants the orange to stay, see, she made a little broken cross here, she's going to have to cover wherever she wants the orange to remain orange, drop it into red, which is the next dark color.
Mm-hmm. So you go from light to dark with your colors?
The last being usually the last is black. Sometimes a real dark beet red.
Mm-hmm. And you can't really tell what you have until you're done, huh?
Yes.
Because
you
keep covering
when
it up.
When you take the wax off, it's always such a beautiful surprise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also, unfortunately, sometimes when you go to empty the egg, sometimes the dyes don't take. You know, it's organic, and some eggs just won't take the color.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you go to empty it, you can crack it, or when you go to take the wax off, you find that you've made mistakes and you can't go back.
How about the designs on the eggs?
There
must be traditional designs, huh?
Yes, there are, and I have some notation for you there.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They all have meaning, but we kind of... put more modern things into them.
Okay, so you're making changes and...
Let me tell you the history. I don't know if I said much on that or not. These eggs have been made pre-Christian times.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since man worshipped the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those motifs that you see on the eggs are the sun and nature. Either animals or the green evergreen tree, which a lot of them have meanings like the evergreen tree means youth and good farmland and things like that. When Christianity became known in Ukraine, they changed those symbols. Like the sun is now still the sun, but the star is no longer the star of the sky. It's Jesus, and there's crosses in there. There's the three fire, water, and earth. Fire and water used to be before Christian. Now it's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
One legend is that Mary, Mother of Jesus, carried some of those colored Easter eggs to Pontius Pilate to try and beg for her son's life. And of course, he would not permit it, so she carried them in her apron, and she started to cry. And some of the drops that fall on the eggs turned to color, and the eggs rolled, and they rolled to the very ends of the earth, where there's an evil, a dragon, and he's in chains. And as long as people make Easter eggs, that dragon will remain in chains. They quit making it, he's going to get loose. So we don't want to let evil loose all over the world.
That's great.